The Hopkins County Christian Alliance is hoping to provide food for lots of needy people and families this Thanksgiving. Their program is called Be the Service. Pastor Mark Bryant with First Baptist Church of Sulphur Springs and Bruce Welch, the treasurer of the Christian Alliance, discussed Be the Service as guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Wednesday morning. Pastor Bryant speaks first.
We have had a service every year where the churches gather the week before Thanksgiving on that Sunday evening and worship together. And we began to look at that and thought, you know, what about instead of getting together as a bunch of Christians and worshiping like we have done, what if we decide to serve our community? And so we thought about a name, and I think it was Joel T. Meyer who came up with, let's do something called Be the Service. And so on November the 2nd, Be the Service is kind of kicking off in terms of it gives the opportunity for families and church members to buy a ticket. It's a $10 ticket. And that $10 will go to provide food for one family,
okay,
family that's in need. And so with that $10, we will take a box of food to a family that that's in need. And all the churches that I'm aware of are participating. Probably not all the churches, but most of the churches in the community, okay, are a part of this. And if they want to be a part of it and haven't already jumped in, then they're certainly welcome to do that. And we're taking that money. We've already invested in the food that we're going to distribute, and then these tickets will be used to basically say, okay, this is a $10 ticket, so you give us $10, and we'll use that to help someone in the community.
Is it sort of like a ticket voucher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to some degree. You can buy a ticket, and if you want to be a part of the delivery process, we certainly would invite you to be a part of that. And I'll let Bruce address that a little bit more in a minute. But
okay.
We want people to, first of all, know that they can have an impact in their community on someone who may be a little bit less fortunate than they are. And so they can contribute $10. That'll feed a family a nice Thanksgiving meal.
Hmm.
And so that's what we're really excited about.
Okay. So it's a way that Christian Alliance is gathering funds, $10 at a time,
mm-hmm,
and put together the boxes. And then these people on a designated list would receive those boxes.
That's right. We're targeting people who live in our apartment complexes around this area. So on this coming weekend, it's 1st and 2nd of November,
okay,
they will receive on their door a form that they can fill out. And if they would like to have this box of food, then they simply turn that form in to their office, to the office manager there at their apartment complex. We will come around and pick up all those forms. And then based on who wants them, we will, on the 23rd of November, exchange that ticket that Pastor Mark just talked about at First Methodist Church. They'll take that ticket to that First Methodist, exchange that ticket for a box of food that'll have that form that was filled out by someone in one of the apartment complexes.
Okay.
And we'll just simply take that box of food to that family, and they'll have that for Thanksgiving.
Seems like it would work great.
We tried to keep it as simple as possible, because when it gets too complex, then everybody's running around trying to figure out what to do. And the main thing we want to say is it's real simple. If you have an extra $10 or $100 or $1,000, quite frankly, we would love to put you in a position where you can help someone who's in need.
KSST News.